Michael Torkey has been composing for more than 50 years. He found his voice while studying at the Eastman School of Music. He's explored a variety of genres, from opera to orchestral music. And after meeting violinist Tessa Lark, Torkey was intrigued with the idea of writing a bluegrass concerto. The thrill of soaring into this new horizon inspired him to title the work Sky. Julie Amacher of CAP Radio sat down with Michael Torkey to talk with him about his violin concerto. Out of the blue, says Torkey, an inquiry came from this young violinist, Tessa Lark. She'd been given the opportunity to play a debut concert at Carnegie Recital Hall, and she was given money to commission a work. Her boyfriend, Michael Thurber, said, "Check out this guy's music." So she did. And she called me and said, "You want to work together?" I said, "Sure." I wrote a piece for violin and piano called Spoon Bread. In the program note, I wrote how, with the detaché bowing, one bow stroke per note, it brought about a hearkening back to Baroque music, but also to the bluegrass tradition. And, after all, Tessa's from Kentucky, so here I was making these claims of a bluegrass influence. Well, we went into the recording studio not long after, and we were on a break when I said, "Tessa, how would you feel if I was really inspired by bluegrass and not something you say in a program note?" And then the engineer of this recording, Silas Brown, said, "Now that's an idea. If you do that, Michael and Tessa, you play it, I'll record it." For example, I started with banjo picking because to me it's so intricate. The theme to the Beverly Hillbillies was performed by one of the biggest names in the business. When I was growing up, I always thought that was the most amazing music I ever heard. So I slowed it down. I transcribed it. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be interesting if you took banjo picking and you gave it to a violin to play? I was already trying to break away with what they did by giving Tessa banjo music to play. Amacher then asks about how Celtic tunes became the basis for the second movement. What Tessa confirmed was that Irish fiddle players do some of the same techniques and have the same expression as bluegrass fiddlers. I started studying Irish music, and there you have jigs and reels. It's a different kind of thing, but some of the music sounds similar, just different. I thought, well, what if I took a reel and slowed it down? And that could become the second movement. I'm so glad I met Tessa. I think she is brilliant as a human being and as an artist. I wanted to do something special with her. I talked it over, and then we sat down and we did it. I said, "Don't worry about contracts. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about anything." We didn't even have an orchestra at that point, but we both believed that it could become something. And I think that that leads me to do my best work. That's what I learned. Julie Amacher of CAP Radio speaking with composer Michael Torkey about his violin concerto Sky. The work will be featured on the next concert by the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic on Thursday, March 12th at the Kirby Center for the Creative Arts in Kingston. Michael Torkey has thought deeply about this concerto and what it means to him. And he told the Strad, "I've often thought the world of music needs no more music. Enough great music has been written to last a lifetime. If a composer endeavors to write music that he or she believes goes beyond mere self-expression, music that could have the durability to transcend the age it was written, that audacious claim could only be made if it carved out a unique parcel of aesthetic real estate. Imitation of the old does not contribute anything to our cultural discourse. Creating something new is the challenge. And unfortunately, modernism taught us that new meant the inscrutable, the ununderstandable, at times the ugly and the boring. To be genuinely new is to aspire to inject vigorous engagement with things we know, but are put together in surprisingly or unexpected ways. If we step back and consider what's been developing with the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic recently, we may just get a sense of a vision not unlike what Torkey has just laid out there. Imitation of the old, Torkey says, doesn't add anything to our lives as we're leading them now. So creating something new is the challenge, and for Torkey, that means aspiring to commit to a vigorous engagement with things we know, but which are put together in surprising or unexpected ways. That's how we keep it all fresh, but rooted in our traditions. Torkey can say that about his Violin Concerto Sky that we'll hear this Thursday, and Chasen Goldschmitz, the orchestra's executive director, might say something like that as he talks with us about the continuation of the 2025-2026 season of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic under the musical direction of Melis Brunet.
With everything that we try to do with the concerts, with our visits to schools and senior centers and libraries and all of our programs, we're really doing everything that we can to be a true community organization and to help serve the community through music education, through arts and health, and through the concerts and the mental health benefits that they get.
And you are bringing such a wide range of musical selections and venues. You're all over the map.
We really are. We are going everywhere from our, you know, beloved F.M. Kirby Center and Scranton Cultural Center to here at WVIA and to various churches like St. Luke's in Scranton and St. Stephen's and in Wilkes-Barre, to venues like where we're going to be this month, including Wyoming Seminary's Kirby Center for the Creative Arts in Kingston, as well as the rotunda of the Luzerne County Courthouse even later in the month.
And that is working out because people are attracted to what you're doing within those spaces. Isn't it true?
Yeah, and it seems that our audiences are really enjoying the breadth of experiences with these performances as well. We've been hearing a lot of really fantastic feedback about how audiences are like coming to new venues. We've seen new audiences. We've been very excited about new audiences coming to us this season with the unique programming and the new venues that we've been at, including Lace Village up in Scranton or Harmony in the Woods in Hawley. So lots of really exciting programs and places.
Now, Michael Torkey is a well-respected contemporary composer.
Yes.
So he's featured on this upcoming program, and yet he fits right into the overall theme.
Yes. So this is a program that has a little something for everyone. It has classical, it has film music, it has pops, it has folk. It has a rousing good time. So this is Celtic and Bluegrass Sky. So this is going to be Thursday, March 12th at 7 o'clock in Kingston at Wyoming Seminary's Kirby Center. This will be with your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. And it's a program that ranges from Michael Torkey to John Williams to Irish composer Ina Boyle and so many amazing folk tunes and other really exciting music from both Celtic and bluegrass traditions.
The orchestra for a program like that is medium size, is small, is large. How are these pieces orchestrated?
Definitely. So this is one of the larger orchestras, maybe not quite as big as our Jurassic Park and Holst's The Planets programs coming up later this spring, but it's still a sizable orchestra. It's over 60 musicians. And there's going to be, you know, a little bit of a tight squeeze on that stage, but it's an absolutely wonderful hall, and our musicians love playing there. It's such fantastic acoustics, and it'll be really great. We have two solo violinists joining us for this program. We have Kitty Amaral, who is a rising star violinist right now, is studying at New England Conservatory, but has extensive experience not just in classical performing, but also bluegrass performing. We have a second violinist as well, Caitlin Warbelow, who is a fiddle player who is very experienced on a wide range of different folk genres, including Celtic music. And she was for a long time on Broadway as the fiddle player in the musical Come From Away. And both of them will be joining the Philharmonic on this program. Kitty Amaral will be soloing on the Michael Torkey violin concerto, which is called Sky. This is a bluegrass-inspired violin concerto. It's absolutely a fantastic work. Really great if you love classical music. If you love contemporary music, it's great. If you love classical music, it's very accessible for the ear. It's very harmonic. If you love folk music, bluegrass music, it definitely will be right up your alley as well. And then on the second half of the program, we have Caitlin Warbelow joining us for a series of Celtic tunes arranged for violin and orchestra. And on the first half of the program, before the Torkey, we're going to have John Williams, the suite from Far and Away, beautiful music for that amazing film. And on the second half of the program, before we bring on Caitlin Warbelow, we're going to have Irish composer Ina Boyle's The Magic Harp, really great orchestral piece, beautiful music that's really going to highlight the fantastic musicians of your Philharmonic. And then we have a really special, lots of really special things on this program. At the end of the program, we have The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And that will be with both violinists. That will be with Kitty and Caitlin, as well as we are so excited to have singers joining us from Marywood University, very talented singers. They're prepared by Rick Hoffenberg. Always really lovely to work with them. And that's going to be a rousing end to the concert program. And then it doesn't end there, because we are doing something really unique for this program, and that is we are doing a post-concert after party in the lobby. Now, this is included with admission, and we have a fantastic local band called the Fiddle Tamers, who will be in the lobby playing music and after the concert until about 10 o'clock. And it will be a mix of Celtic tunes and bluegrass tunes, and there'll be some special guests as part of that, and there will be food and drink for purchase during the after party, as well as before the show and during intermission, provided by Bank and Vine. So they have food and drinks for purchase in the lobby. So we are really excited about this program. This is unlike anything we've quite done before, because it really speaks to the strengths of Melisse as music director and of our musicians, who are equally at home with John Williams and with incredible classical repertoire as they are with really rousing pop music. So this is something that will definitely get you in the mood for St. Patrick's Day. It's some really fantastic programming on this.
Now, you mentioned a piece that has harp in the title. Does it draw on a harp?
Absolutely. So it's a really amazing orchestral piece with the magic harp. There is indeed a harp in the orchestra throughout the entire program, including on that piece with our principal harp player, Andre. And it's really just an amazing program, an amazing part of that program too. Really brings out with composer Ina Boyle the rich musical traditions of Ireland. And that's really what we were looking to bring to this performance. You have such rich Irish traditions, such rich American traditions, and such rich Irish-American traditions, too. And all of it coming together really nicely at the intersection of folk music and artistic sensibility.
We're going to talk beyond this, but tell us about tickets and so forth.
Yes. So tickets for this program are available at nepaphil.org. They're also available by calling the Philharmonic box office at 570-270-4444. Again, this is Celtic and Bluegrass Sky with your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic on Thursday, March 12th at 7 o'clock at Wyoming Seminary's Kirby Center for the Creative Arts in Kingston.
Now, you did a little tease there, and we can't let it go because you mentioned the Rotunda.
Yes. So this is another program we are so excited for this month. So we worked with Luzerne County to have two performances this season in the absolutely beautiful architectural and acoustic space of the Luzerne County Rotunda. And we had a concert in November that sold out a week in advance, the Candlelit Brass. We had a quintet of brass musicians there, and absolutely was outstanding in terms of the acoustics of brass musicians in that space, and having that be a really special candlelit concert. And we are returning there. It won't be with the candles this time around, but we have Duo Zuber. So this is one of the Philharmonic flute musicians, Pat Zuber, with her husband, Greg Zuber, who is principal percussionist for the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. And the two of them will be coming in for a flute marimba duo recital in the amazing acoustic space of the Luzerne County Courthouse Rotunda. And this will be a program called Debussy and Frenemies. So we have a really great program of French music for this. We have some Debussy, some Satie, and so many other really great pieces on this program, arranged for this very unique ensemble of flute and marimba. And so this is going to be Thursday, March 26th at 7 o'clock at the Luzerne County Courthouse under the rotunda of the courthouse, and this will be in Wilkes-Barre.
And you also alluded to Jurassic Park and the planets, so you might as well get us into spring and beyond.
Absolutely. Well, we have a very packed spring here. So we are going to be returning to the FM Kirby Center on Saturday, April 11th at 7 p.m., and this is for Jurassic Park in concert. You have never seen Jurassic Park like this before. This is with the full film, with the dialogue and the sound effects, on screen, on the big screen at the FM Kirby Center with the brilliant new projector that they have there. We're so excited. But your orchestra, your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, will be playing the music live. So you will be hearing a live orchestra as you're watching and experiencing this film. I have, from personal experience, having seen this film in concert with another orchestra in the past, this is just an experience that you would not want to miss. And we are so excited. The day before, on Friday, April 10th, we have our annual Young People's Concert. And so we're so excited to be hosting 3rd through 6th grade students from 5 counties all across the area coming to the FM Kirby Center on the morning of Friday, April 10th, for a program that won't be with the film, but it will be the Rorchestra, the music of Jurassic Park. And it's an opportunity for students to learn about the different instruments of the orchestra, learn about motifs and themes, and using the amazing music of John Williams and Jurassic Park. So we're so excited for that. This will be our biggest Young People's Concert audience in many years. This sold out the FM Kirby Center 6 months in advance. We had so many schools express interest in this program, more schools than we could accommodate with this particular program, but we're doing our best to expand capacity next season, and we will be doing at least 2 Young People's Concerts next season. So we're very excited about that. Potentially more, we'll see. But we are so excited to have this opportunity through amazing local funders, including some supporters through the Pennsylvania EITC tax credit program. We're so excited to have that support to be able to provide really rich educational experiences to children in this area who, for many of whom, they might have very limited experience to music in schools. So many schools and school districts have had to cut music and arts from their schools. And when kids get the opportunity to hear a full orchestra live many of them for the very first time. It's just absolutely astounding to see the look on their faces and to hear their comments on how excited they are in the audience. And, you know, we hear students saying things like, I was up all night last night just waiting for this. And, you know, we're so thrilled to have the support to be able to put on programs like that for the community. And then we get to May, and that will be on Friday, May 1st, up in Scranton at the Scranton Cultural Center. So this is Friday, May 1st at 7 o'clock. This is Planets, Moons, and Star Wars. This is a bombastic end to our season. Both Jurassic Park and this program are going to be very large orchestras. We are very excited for that, to bring in so many musicians for these programs, hosts the Planets. This is, as far as we could tell in our records, the first time that the Philharmonic has ever performed the Planets. So this is something that has not been heard potentially ever live in this region, or certainly at least not in the last 55 years. So we are so excited to be bringing this amazing work, this absolute gem of the classical repertoire that, you know, even if you don't know that you know it, you've probably heard the Jupiter movement, or you've probably heard the ta-ta-ta-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum with Mars. And, you know, it's such an incredible experience to hear that piece live. And also on the program is a new piece, relatively new piece, I should say, from composer Amanda Lee Falkenberg, and this is called The Moon's Choral Suite. So as a parallel to The Planets, which explores the planets of our solar system, The Moons explores a various number of moons across our solar system. And both programs are really great orchestral and choral works. We're so excited to have Choral Society of Northeastern Pennsylvania joining the Philharmonic for The Planets, as well as the Marywood University Concert Choir joining the orchestra for The Moons. Both are going to be just outstanding pieces. And on both pieces, we're so excited to have amazing multimedia visualizations as the orchestra is performing. So as you're hearing this amazing music on screen, we're bringing a screen and projector to the Cultural Center. We're working with, for the Planets, an amazing projection designer, Camilla Tassi, who created these brand new projections for the Selena and Jackson symphonies. We are, I believe, only the third orchestra to use these brand new projections for the Planets. And then we also have separate multimedia projections that are being provided by Amanda Lee Falkenberg, the composer of The Moons, for The Moon's Choral Suite. So this is just an absolute feast for the senses for this program. And of course, in addition to those two really amazing pieces, we're also going to have a suite of Star Wars tunes on the program as well. So this has a little something for everyone. John Williams, inspirations behind John Williams, including the Planets, and then other pieces inspired by the Planets as we get to the Moons, and all around just rich music, rich multimedia, and brilliant colors on screen. And it pairs very nicely as well with a very similar artistic endeavor this spring at the Everhart Museum. Definitely check out if you have not already. They have a fantastic exhibit of NASA imagery. And so we knew that this was coming. So we're definitely hoping that you come to our performance on May 1st at the Scranton Cultural Center and go to the Everhart to see their amazing exhibit, which is here this spring. So definitely, if you are looking for tickets to any of these Philharmonic concerts, again, Thursday, March 12th at 7 o'clock in Kingston for Celtic and Bluegrass, Thursday, March 26th at 7 o'clock in Wilkes-Barre Luzerne County Courthouse Rotunda for Debussy and Frenemies, Flute and Marimba. Saturday, April 11th at 7 o'clock at the FM Kirby Center in Wilkes-Barre for Jurassic Park Live in Concert. And Friday, May 1st at 7 o'clock at the Scranton Cultural Center for Planets, Moons, and Star Wars. Tickets to all of these events are available, with student tickets starting at $16, and you can get that at nepaphil.org, or by calling the Philharmonic box office at 570-270-4444.
Chasen Goldschmitz, executive director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. The Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic continues its 2025-2026 season with a concert that heralds St. Patrick's Day, highlighting the festive energy of cherished folk traditions and exploring bold reinventions of the classical violin concerto. On Thursday, March 12th at 7 p.m., the Philharmonic, under the direction of Melis Brunet, will present a program titled Celtic and Bluegrass Sky at the Wyoming Seminary Kirby Center for the Creative Arts in Kingston, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre. The program features two fiddlers, Caitlin Warbelow from the wonderful show Come From Away and Kitty Amaral in a spirited blend of Irish and American traditions. The evening's program includes the sweeping Far and Away Suite by John Williams, the bluegrass-inspired violin concerto Sky, as we heard, by Michael Turkey, and this work, The Magic Harp, by Irish composer Ina Boyle. The Magic Harp by Irish composer Ina Boyle. And then the culmination of the concert, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, featuring singers from Marywood University, with an array also of energetic Celtic tunes on the program. Concert admission to Celtic and Bluegrass Sky includes a post-concert after-party in the lobby, featuring Celtic and bluegrass music by the Fiddle Tamers, with food and beverage offerings for purchase from Bank and Vine. Wine and beer will be available, specialty-themed cocktails and small bites. And then, as we heard from Chasen, following up on November's sold-out courthouse concert of Candlelit Brass, the Philharmonic returns to the rotunda of the Luzerne County Courthouse in Wilkes-Barre to present a program titled Debussy and Frenemies, and that's Thursday, March 26th at 7, an intimate concert featuring flute and marimba duo Greg and Pat Zuber, who have made arrangements of French pieces that will give us an unexpected experience of this instrumental pairing in that acoustic surrounding, the Luzerne County Courthouse Rotunda, Debussy, Messiaen, Satie, and more. For tickets, as we heard, and more information, nepaphil.org, or you may call the Philharmonic box office at area code 570-270-4444, 270-4444. It's a program titled Celtic and Bluegrass Sky, and that's Thursday, next Thursday, March 12th at 7 in the evening at the Wyoming Seminary Kirby Center for the Creative Arts in Kingston, across the river from Wilkes-Barre. Music of Michael Turkey, John Williams, this music by Ina Boyle, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and much more with the post-concert after-party. For more information, nepaphil.org, or call the Philharmonic box office at area code 570-270-4444.